Pollster McLaughlin, Trump beats Biden by 5%, VP Harris by 11%, Hillary by 10%. By Trent Baker on February 13, 2022. In a Sunday interview on New York AM WABC 770 Radio's The Cats Roundtable, Donald Trump pollster John McLaughlin suggested the former president was leading the potential Democratic field should he run again in 2024. After highlighting Biden's struggling approval ratings amid record-high inflation, the ongoing border crisis, and his foreign policy issues, McLaughlin said Trump was polling 5 points higher than Biden, 11 points higher than Vice President Kamala Harris, and 10 points higher than Hillary Clinton. Our last national poll, Joe Biden has a 57-point job disapproval. That's a drop of 33 points since last April, McLaughlin outlined to host John Katzimatidis. In last April, he had 58% approval. Trump had left him with a growing economy, vaccines, people thought things were going to get better. And instead, they spent. He didn't have to do anything. And basically, you have now inflation, gas prices going up, food prices going up, you have shortages, you have foreign policy concerns in terms of not just giving away Afghanistan, surrendering Afghanistan, but Ukraine, and now you've got issues at the border. Issues of a national crime wave combined with a war on police. So, Biden, his disapproval is now high among people that voted for him. It's 22% of the people who voted for him. They disapprove. 22% of Democrats disapprove. 25% of liberals disapprove. 25% among African Americans. 15% among Hispanics. 52% among women. 45% among urban voters. His base is cracking up. And the rest of the country is piling on. The one person, Biden, is doing great things for is Donald Trump because Donald Trump defeats Joe Biden nationally in these polls 49-44, he added. And Trump defeats Kamala Harris even worse, 51-40. And he even defeats Hillary Clinton 51-41. So, the Republicans are united. For this November, the Republicans are leading in the generic ballot for Congress 48-43. Which is why you're going to see Democrats heading for the exits. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.